You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Greg Cody has to go to the bucket of death this week. The Grim Reaper is here. We will do that in a moment. And also, Billy's useless sound montage, a highlight of every single week, is here. I can't wait to get to this. Billy, how do you feel about your useless sound montage this week?
You know, I'm glad we're done with it. It's okay. Not great. Now I feel like there's pressure for it to be good. And I don't know that it is. Pressure. It's okay.
Every week there's pressure because that's the way it works. It's very popular. Yeah. Every week it delivers. It's over several years. This is why you keep going to the dungeon all the time.
But every week he says it's just okay. Yeah, he likes to lower the expectations, which is a very smart play by Billy Gill.
It might not be great.
Okay.
Well, let's see whether lowered expectations or heightened expectations are the way to go when promoting something. Jessica is with us here because her and Kate Fagan are debuting right now off the Looking Glass, a new podcast from Levitard and Friends and Metal Lark Media.
I want to ask her how bad it is. I mean,
what is the proper way to promote this? Should you undersell? Should you under promise so that you can over deliver? What is the promotional vehicle strategy for Off the Looking Glass?
I think honesty is the best promotional vehicle. I think this is a really interesting podcast that people will find funny and will make them think. And that is an honest assessment. I'm not overrating it. I'm not underrating it. I think laughing at my expense may also come into play towards the end. I don't want to spoil anything, but there was a really embarrassing revelation that was made because I watched A League of Their Own for the first time with Kate, and I didn't realize something that I think most people that live on Earth know about a line from that movie.
Okay, wow. Okay, so that is good tease right there. If you want to know a little secret thing that embarrasses and causes Jessica great shame, there is no better way to do so than by listening to and supporting Off the Looking Glass.
What was it? Just between me and you? Just between us?
No,
I won't tell anyone.
She wants to send everybody over there, not to Stupidity, not anywhere else. Off the Looking Glass, Jessica and Kate have been working on it here. It's been in development for months, so we are very eager to have you hear it, and you're excited about it, right? Because you don't want to overpromise on funny and stuff, but this is a cool space for you guys to play in. It's a cool playground.
Yeah, and we're utilizing the entire Metal Arc network of creative geniuses. If you listen to the end, there's a little Easter egg that might have been part of the trailer that people didn't entirely pick up on, but I think we're really kind of like extending our cast. It's not just Kate and I. There's other people kind of lending their voices and their creativity and their senses of humor to some of the things we're going to do in the show.
You know, speaking of promotion,
Greg, can you hold on a second? Whittingham was going to talk. I know you want to get in here.
Well, I did notice I wasn't utilized. Yes, I mean, she mentioned all the people she utilized.
He arched his back and leant forward into the microphone.
And totally ignored that you had raised your hand and were clear. No, but he just saw. But this is the thing about Greg. You guys got to realize it's not an act. He doesn't want this show to end. He doesn't want it to end.
None of us do,
with
Dan.
Everyone getting promotion and somehow not enough mention of the Greg Cody show featuring Greg Cody.
It's with only, Greg Cody.
It's the only reason he's still here. So Whittingham, yes, you were about to speak before Greg leapt in to promote his own podcast.
I was merely going to point out that the debut episode of Off the Looking Glass will be available on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz feed. So this very podcast you are listening to right now, later in the day, we will be publishing Off the Looking Glass for your perusal.
Wow.
Off the Looking Glass is a totally different kind of show.
Yeah. My kind of show.
So,
Greg, you were saying about the Greg Cody show?
Post-Flanagan show.
Well, I mean, Jess was a surprise guest on the current episode of the Greg Cody Show podcast.
Wow.
She pod-bombed the episode, showing up unannounced. It was a historic reunion between Jess and the great Rohan Nadkarni, and it's just magical, Jess. I really want to thank you for doing that, even though I summoned my podcast sergeant-at-arms to kick you out at first because I didn't know you were going to be on. So thank you.
Well, you thought I was coming on to make fun of you for having an inferior pumpkin to my pumpkin, but I was actually coming on to make fun of Rohan. Okay. So you were safe.
Okay. You're by the way, we had my pumpkin seeds, my second place pumpkin seeds in the studio today, so you missed them.
Was that a concession speech? It You're was. Admitting it was second place?
Yeah, that's the closest I come to a concession speech.
I mean, Smitty has a new podcast out. I mean, it's brand new. She's worked very hard on it, along with Kate
and Fagan, and we're promoting Greg's more. But not just that, but just shitting in the center of the entertainment that we were doing. Right. Just by like leaning over everything doing and assuming everyone knows that what he's talking about. Because if he did a pumpkin carving, then everyone in the audience is listening. The hundreds of thousands of people must know what the results of that were, because every inside joke Greg Cody knows, everyone in the audience knows.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're going to get to the useless sound montage in a second. Thank you, Jess, for being on with us. Thank you, Greg, for making every Tuesday a special kind of misery.
Thank you.
Smitty, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, that's great. Beautiful podcast.
Everyone, follow, rate, review, subscribe, whatever you do these days, you kids. It's going to be fun.
I was talking about being a guest on Greg's podcast.
Yes.
So was I.
Yes. Thank you, Jessica. Please make sure to follow the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. Don't laugh too hard. You're going to start coughing. Let's come to the bucket of death. Come on. Get in here.
It's never been more appropriate.
Don't laugh too much, Greg. Don't laugh too much. You're going to start coughing and wheezing and might die on air.
Be good for ratings.
Thank you, Jessica. It would be good for ratings. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would Greg Cody dying on air be good for ratings? At Le Batard Show.
If I pick that same helmet again, I'm going
to
go nuts.
All the lines brought to you by our good friends, our soulmates at DraftKings.
Which helmet are you talking about? That's a good rummage right there, Greg.
Yeah, I lead the league in rummage. Jaguars. Oh, that can never be.
The Jags are a 6.5-point dog at home. The Jags are playing the 49ers.
Oh, I'm picking again.
That could never be good. You're right. Unless they're on a bye, it could never be good.
Rams and Broncos are the byes this week.
Oh, my God.
The hell is that? It's Big Apple.
The Big Apple helmet. You got to take a New York team. You got to take the New York Giants or the Jets. The Jets are playing against the Dolphins at home. They are a 3-point dog at home. The Giants are at the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are a 10.5-point favorite at home.
Take the Jets, Greg.
So just take
this straight up or against the
Wait a minute. The Big Apple. Does it have to be New York City? Because Buffalo's in New York.
Buffalo's not the Big Apple. No, but Buffalo's not the Big Apple. Buffalo doesn't count as the Big Apple.
Commissioner Gill. Who do the Bills play?
It's in New York, though.
Buffalo's not the Big Apple, though. That's not the way we're doing this. What?
But he's the.
I was going to suggest the Fordham Rams as a potential option.
Wow. You could do college as well.
New York City. Sorry, Greg.
New York City only. Yeah.
I thought the Big Apple was just Giants and Jets. I thought those were your only two choices.
I think Billy just ruled. It's Giants, Jets.
Well,
and that's
a team
it.
From New York City. So
it's like he did the Knicks.
Is he allowed to take Brooklyn? Is he allowed to take the Brooklyn Nets in a basketball game?
Yeah. That's not the Big Apple.
Is he allowed to? Okay, no. That's right. And so is he allowed to take a hockey team? That's not the Big Apple either, correct?
I don't know about Burroughs. This is confusing now.
No. The Rangers play in New York City. Yeah. Okay. The Knicks play in New York City. The Giants and Jets don't play in New York City, which is the strange thing
All
about
right,
this.
The Jets
they
it is.
They play in Jersey.
The Jets it is. And that is a final determination. Thank you for playing. Appreciate all you guys' help on the show today. Let's transition seamlessly here into useless sound montage. Billy is not confident. We roll on nonetheless. I think Tomlin will carry us. Let's see. Tomlin and Man Campbell after that tie, Billy.
He could have had Knicks versus the Rockets, though, on a Saturday. I mean, that's such an easy game.
I got to be honest with you. Man Campbell's audio quality, horrific. So not as much as you might think.
Oh, this is sad. Yeah. Were you despondent? That is where the gold is. Man Campbell after a tie?
He's broken. He's not biting kneecaps anymore. He's broken.
Worse than Draymond Green's on the Manning cast?
How bad was that last night, Whittingham?
Oh, my God. He had a Bluetooth headset on, and like the microphone was buried in his hoodie. And so one
didn't they lose sound altogether right when they were supposed to promote his podcast? At the exact worst time for Draymond Green. He's appearing so that he could promote his thing.
Yeah, he was doing a promotion for his new podcast on The Volume.
Don't say it!
On The Volume. it's a competitor. And so he's like about ready. Yeah, it's going to be a poem.
Nothing bothers him more than Bluetooth.
I was just going to ask if Witty's bothered by Bluetooth.
I don't like, if you're doing an on-air thing, don't use Bluetooth. Just don't. It sounds terrible.
It drives them crazy.
I mean, terrible. It should. They've got these big guests. Get the sound right.
They're not broadcasters.
Yeah.
But they're broadcasting on television.
Listen, I get it, but Draymond Green doesn't know that in the moment.
He's about to become one. He's embarking on becoming a broadcaster.
Get your sound right.
He's years away from doing that.
All right,
he's doing it now.
I understand
that. We just told you. He's announcing a new podcast.
I get it, but for you, like you wanting him to process at the beginning of his media career, hey, I probably shouldn't go on the Manning thing.
Stugatz.
With Bluetooth. Stugatz. He doesn't know.
Stugatz, it is not. God,
you dropped me into the middle of an NBA game. You think I know?
Stugatz, do you think that the people who enter other fields do so as slovenly as you do? Draymond, if you want to be a professional broadcaster.
Well, he obviously did.
Do some things that are audio quality professional. Like, if you want to get into this game, do us the bare minimum courtesy of trying with your sound.
I'm guessing he thought he was, and he'll learn. That's all. I just love how much it drives Chris crazy. That's it.
Don't do interviews with AirPods. Please, for the love of God. Just don't do it. Please. I beg you. Don't do it. I care about you.
Do you know how polluted the podcast stream is right now and how valuable the publicity on the Manning cast would be? How valuable it would be for Draymond Green to successfully announce his new venture on the Manning cast to a million people. That would have been a good place to get your audio quality right. Even if you don't care about how you sounded as a broadcast professional, it's advertising on a big show for a podcast network.
What do you think the rate of people who hear him promoting it on the Manning cast is that go and actually listen to it?
But just making people aware of it. There's so many podcasts that where else are you going to get promotion for Off the Looking Glass today? There's so many things in this stream, in this field. Draymond blew a glorious chance for The Volume because they had a free commercial and he couldn't get his sound right.
Or he succeeded because we're talking about it today.
Yeah, but us talking about it is not the Manning cast talking about it where you have millions of people watching.
I was just imagining imagining what Colin Cowherd looked like during that because you know he's watching it like, this is great. Now we're going to get the pro. There's the question he's asking about it. Perfect. And it literally, you could not have if it was a sketch on SNL, the timing of when his audio went out. It was like during the name of the podcast and during the podcast network.
You think think Cowherd fell to his knees in front of his fireplace?
No! And then we were able to hear crystal clear that his first guest will be Mel Tucker.
Ooh.
He felt really good about that. And I was like, I don't know if that's a great first guest.
Not
on
a great first guest. Really? He was on my podcast.
I had Mel Torme on mine.
Ah, Mel Torme.
Not to make this about Greg, but Greg, when are we going to get a Cody cast?
I think we need to do that Greggy character we talked about earlier. Sure. Tell people all the work you've done on that over the last 2 hours. A YouTube channel where you're an aggressive Greggy, a bitter, cynical man, a YouTube star talking to children in ways that are acidic.
Right. It's edutainment and a gruesome combination of words. And I'm going to be the anti-blippy. I'm going to give your children the other side of that whole
Greg Utainment.
You can't do anything you put your mind to.
That's right.
Dream all your life, kid. You're not going anywhere.
It feels like we had that conversation 4 years ago.
I forgot that was today.
If you really believe in yourself, kid, it doesn't mean anything. Someone who believes less, like Stugatz, will slither his way up the food chain and pass you.
Well, thank you.
Useless sound montage. Let's do it.
One thing that we're not going to do as a team is ride this roller coaster on we're the worst team to ever play, now we're the best team to ever play. Like, we're going to stay consistent and steady and come into work each and every day and, again, try to put our best foot forward every Sunday, Monday, or Thursday.
I'm never surprised when guys step up and answer the bell when given an opportunity. We expect it. We prepare for it. We prepare them for it. They prepare themselves for it.
I wouldn't even call it the new me, but I'm big on energy.
So we kind of have a city fumble and a country fumble rule. I can let you in on that. City fumble is if there's a lot of bodies around, get on it. If it's a country fumble and there's not a lot of bodies around, if you're in, help me out here, Westchester, right, then you can scoop and score. If you're in downtown Philly, you got to get on the ball.
Why can't it be us? You know, why can't the Indianapolis Colts take over right now?
All-time high frequency. It's almost scary. The conversations that I'm having, the people that I'm meeting, the things that I'm able to do, and I can't even take the credit. You know, I don't want to take the credit. I refuse to take the credit.
I told those guys, I said, cherish every moment. Cherish every moment together. Cherish every moment with your teammates. And choose to rise. Choose greatness.
Tip of the cap to those guys.
Hats off to them.
Tip your hat. It was a hard-fought game.
Hats off to Marcus.
They played their tails off, man. They could have sucked their thumb and left after the second quarter like you see some teams do. They didn't do that. I hate to use the word proud, but I am.
Everybody in our building has to look in the mirror.
I think we need to keep being ourselves. We need to keep getting better and to keep learning and to keep growing. We're right where we need to be.
Shane Boucher came up to me and showed me this video with this kid, and he was saying, I got my swagger back. And so that was something that was kind of my like motto this week.
The damage was the damage.
We got a lot of soul searching to do.
These are the games that you dream of as a kid.
When you get knocked down, you got to get back up quick.
We got avalanche. We never recovered.
When we click on all cylinders, we'd be pretty good.
We scored enough to win. That's what's important.
We had some success. Other times we didn't.
In this twilight zone, I don't know what this is, really.
You know, we're able to make some plays when it counted.
The good, bad, and the ugly, we're going to learn from it. So I continue to learn from it and grow from it.
You got to be able to block that noise out and, you know, never too high, never too low, and execute the play call. Every play has a life of its own.
I'm not saying anything because even if I knew it, which I probably do in my head what I'm going to do, I'm not going to say it until you're probably on Wednesday. You guys are going to ask me, and I'm going to say, hey, you know, guys, I'm not sure yet. So just we're on the same page. That is what it is.
Overall, great team win, and that's how you want to play the game of football.
It's the NFL.
This is the NFL, and it's tough, and you've got to earn it each and every day at practice, and then you got to come out on Sundays and earn it again.
We got to accept responsibility for the outcome of the game. And we do. We look at what it is that we can do and how we could have done it better in terms of changing the outcome of the game, and we didn't do enough.
It was something about the significance of today. This was the first NFL game I played at, and for me to come back. In this morning's devotion, I was reading about Moses, and God spoke to Moses in the desert. Where were you at? You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Cam is enjoying being back, man.
What was that at the end from Cam? And what is Matt Rhule trying to camouflage there, whether he's playing Cam or not? Like that, what was that dance Matt Rhule is doing? I know what I'm going to do, but I don't know what I'm going to do, and I'll tell you on Wednesday, and I'm going to hide it until then.
It's coach speak,
Dan. That's how you do it, Dan. How the game works.
Who was hit by an avalanche from which he never recovered?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Man. I think I wrote that down. Hold on.
That guy.
Oh, I think it was Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was Fangs.
Was it Fangs or was it Arthur Smith? Both of them got hit by an avalanche from which they never recovered. Who got, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Who got more hit by an avalanche from which he never recovered this weekend? Vic Fangio or Arthur Smith?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.